Welcome back to Hoosier Ag This Week. I'm CJ Miller with Hoosier Ag Today. And even though it's cold right now, we're many months away from the Indiana State Fair, which runs this year, August 1st through the 17th. It's time to think warm thoughts. It's time to get in that State Fair frame of mind. And joining us here today on Hoosier Ag Today is the newly crowned Miss Indiana State Fair 2025, Pilar Bravo. She was Miss Marion County 2024, and she was just crowned this last weekend, Sunday, at the Indiana State Fairgrounds. Pilar, thank you so much for joining us here today on Hoosier Ag Today. My first question to you is, you were among 84 contestants, and when it got down to the top 16, the top 10, the final five, and then they announced your name as this year's State Fair Queen, what went through your mind, Pilar, when they announced your name as this year's winner?
Well, first off, I want to thank you for having me on here. But honestly, it was a surreal feeling. I couldn't have imagined it to be any better. They called me as top 16, and I was like, oh my goodness, here we go. Now I got to go get my speech done. Then they announced top 10, and I was like, oh Lord, there comes that word. And then they announced, you know, they started going through and announcing all the girls, and we got down to the first runner up, and then they started, then they announced me as queen, and whoo, it just took me by surprise. I couldn't believe it. Just super stoked for this year, and I can't wait to see what it's going to look like. And I'm just really, really excited for this opportunity, and I can't believe it. I'm still stunned.
Pilar Bravo joins us here today on Hoosier Ag Today. And I failed to mention that you're a proud graduate of Perry Meridian on the south side of Indy. You're a Falcon. And now you're a Marion University Knight. Is that right?
Yes. Yes, yes.
Tell me a little bit about your studies at Marion University, Pilar.
Yeah, so I'm a freshman at Marion University, and I'm majoring in business management and double minoring in sociology and Spanish. And afterwards, I plan to go to law school for corporate law.
Oh, very nice. I know that you're going to have not just a very busy semester, because you just started the spring semester at Marion University in Indianapolis, but you're also going to have a very busy summer as well, because the Indiana State Fair Queen, you play a very important role in promoting the Indiana State Fair. We're talking about 6,500 miles you'll be traveling during the months of June and July to more than 40 different county fairs to promote the upcoming county year, to promote the upcoming Indiana State Fair. How does it feel to be on the road and have this basically have this full-time job this summer as Indiana State Fair Queen?
Honestly, I'm overly excited about it. I'm so excited to see, you know, different areas of Indiana and get to know people and really just embrace the entire experience.
I'm curious if you've gotten any feedback or any advice already from the previous Fair Queens. For example, last year it was Alexis Standish from Newton County. The year before it was Claire Bishop from Hancock County, and Bobby Bates, who is the coordinator of the Indiana State Fair Queen program. She was the 1991 Miss Indiana State Fair. Have you gotten any advice from anyone who's already served in that role, Pilar?
Yes. So multiple state fair, past state fair queens have reached out. You know, they've given me their phone numbers. The love that has been shared between me and them has been incredible. My mom even received a gift from the past state fair queen's moms. It's something that is super special, and something that I'm super appreciative about, to have them, to know that they're in my corner.
Pilar Bravo joins us here on Hoosier Ag Today, Miss Indiana State Fair 2025. And you certainly have some experience with the county fair. You were Miss Marion County 2024, but you have a lot of road experience because you have a passion for quarter horses. Tell me a little bit about that passion, Pilar.
It's something that starts really early in my roots. Both my parents had horses growing up, so it was something that I grew up into, and it's something that I, you know, had a passion for growing up, and it kind of took a journey of its own when I started, you know, going out and doing more shows than what my mom would, and we started, you know, building our horses a little bit. We ended up having 6 horses at one point. It was kind of crazy there for a minute, but it's something that I wouldn't trade for the world. And I will definitely say it's something that shaped me into the person that I am today.
How many horses do you have at this point in time, Pilar?
At this point in time, I have 2 horses. We've narrowed it down a little bit, so we're trying to backpedal because I did get a little too ahead of myself. But you know, it's okay though.
I'm kind of curious. This is going to sound silly, but since you have the experience with the quarter horses, you know, I wonder if they would let you bring one or both to the Indiana State Fair and you can ride around, and that way you don't have to spend so much time walking in heels all day at the state fair.
As much as I would love that, my horse Harvey, he's a little bit of a princess. He would probably freak out over all of the state fair. So, but God bless his soul. But as much as I'd love that, he probably wouldn't have it.
Well, not only do you have the experience showing horses across the state and across the Midwest, but you also are a 10-year 4-H member. Is that right?
Yeah, I grew up as a Hamilton County 4-H'er, surprisingly enough, and for 9 years at Hamilton County, because that's where my mom and my grandmother did county fair. So that's where I started.
Pilar, I had mentioned that you're going to be traveling to as many as 40 different county fairs. And when you travel to these county fairs, you're going to be meeting their respective county fair queen. And so I would imagine that this same time next year, when you serve as when you hand off that crown like Alexis did to you this year, that it's probably going to be a little bit of a challenge, considering that you're going to get to know as many as 40 different fair queens over the course of this summertime, Pilar.
Yeah, I think it's something that's super special, though, like getting to know them and their personalities and who they are as people and really being able to connect with them. And I think that's something that'll be incredibly special once that time comes that I go to pass the crown down.
Now, I understand that when you were crowned last summer as Miss Marion County 2024, you were the first Miss Marion County to be a Latina. Is that correct?
Yes. So that was also something super special. And honestly, I had no idea that I was the first Latina queen until the fair board came and told me that. And I was like, are you kidding? but it was something that was super special. And that's something that we've been really trying to hit hard on. I was at the Latino festival that was held there at the fairgrounds. And it's something that I was super proud of.
Pilar, I ask this question of every single Miss Indiana State Fair Queen when she is newly crowned. But with the state fair coming up, what are you looking forward to most when the event finally hits on August 1st?
Honestly, the people, just, you know, building that connection with the people and getting to meet so many different people from across the state, all, you know, the different walks of life and, you know, different stories and, you know, where they come from and just really getting to know them and who they are. That's something that has always been special to me, even as the Marion County Fair Queen. And I can't imagine what it will be like as a state fair queen.
I will put you on the spot with this particular question. Of all the food items at the Indiana State Fair, what would you say is your favorite? Is there a particular food item that you're looking forward to most as Miss Indiana State Fair?
Well, I will have to say there was a Puerto Rican food truck that had been there past years. They weren't there last year, unfortunately, but hopefully they will be there this year. And I love their arroz con gandules. That was definitely my favorite, and I hope to see them back this year.
I hate to ask, what was the name of the dish once again?
Arroz con gandules.
I know arroz is a rice, correct?
Yes, that is rice.
Rice. And I missed the last part of that as well.
No, you're perfectly fine. It's called gandules and it's pigeon peas.
Pigeon peas. Oh, okay.
Yes.
And it was a food truck. Was that over on like the north end of the fairgrounds over by Pioneer Village in that area?
No, it was like closer towards the Coliseum.
Oh, okay. I see. But they weren't there last year, but hopefully we can put in a call and find out who the vendor was and get them there for this year so we can get you stocked with
them. I sure hope so, because let me tell you, I will be there every day.
Well, not only that, but I know the folks with American Dairy Association Indiana, they have the Dairy Bar, which is the ice cream and the grilled cheese sandwiches. And
oh my goodness, yes, that is awesome. And I scooped the ice cream at Pioneer Village too when I was there, not once but a couple of times. I would always try to volunteer there because it was one of my favorite things ever to do. But oh my goodness, the butter pecan ice cream, that is my favorite.
Oh, fantastic. Oh, you know, I'll have to put in a word with the folks at the Pioneer Village to let them know to get that ice cream ready for you on August 1st and make sure we have several gallons of it for you in case you ever get that.
I appreciate it.
Once again, Pilar Bravo, she is Miss Indiana State Fair 2025. Thank you so much for joining us here today. Congratulations on being crowned Miss Indiana State Fair 2025, and we'll look forward to seeing you later this summer at the Indiana State Fair, Pilar.
Thank you so much. Thank you for having me on. I truly appreciate it.